And Mike Johnston is the Vice President of Government Affairs with the Michigan Manufacturing Association. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Tony.
Appreciate you being with us today. I know that the association was very happy with the phase out of the PPT, the personal property tax. Give us your perspective on this.
Yeah, the package of bills that would eliminate the uncompetitive industrial personal property tax moved out of the Senate on Thursday, and we're very pleased to see that that concept moving forward in the legislature. I mean, this is about Michigan's and its large industrial economy being competitive with other states.
Now, obviously, most folks get why manufacturers would be happy with this, but there are many municipalities that are worried about funding that they receive from the state for their municipalities. Where's that money going to come from?
There's a plan in the package currently, and it's contained in Senate Bill 1072, that creates a fund to reimburse locals for the lost revenue when you eliminate the personal property tax. I mean, the locals rely on as a sort of direct stream of revenue from the tax itself, but the new plan will create a fund that they can access when the personal property tax is actually phased out over time.
Well, of the folks that we have talked to, they're worried about that funding, whether they're going to get 100% of what they're receiving now, and specifically, where is that funding going to come from? They've heard about the idea and the plan, but no one seems to know the specifics of it yet.
Much of that has to be worked out. I mean, the Snyder administration has asked local units over the last several months to come forward with a formula that locals would be comfortable with, and to date, locals have not come forward. But to be clear, you know, we'd like to see that resolved. We are consumers of local services for police and fire and roads and other services, and so we want that resolved. We want locals feeling some level of comfort. But in the end, what we need to do is make sure that our economy is competitive. Because if our economy is not competitive with other states, then we're going to continue to lose industrial investment, which we have seen over the last decade or so.
Well, this is an eight-bill package that's pretty complicated. But do you worry that people get the perception that manufacturing and business owners are being taken care of, but the people in the cities are not?
Here's my perspective. Manufacturing is driving Michigan's recovery. We've generated 65,500 jobs in the last 2 years. That's more than half of the job growth in Michigan. Since we're in sort of the beginnings of a recovery here in Michigan, now is the time to make sure we can sustain recovery. So, because what's important to the people of Michigan is jobs. And the current policy of saying, hey, we'll tax manufacturing investment when every other Great Lakes state is not, with the exception of Indiana, which is much, much lower. The reality is cities are sitting ducks waiting for another state with a more competitive tax policy to steal their company with no reimbursement whatsoever. So, you know, we can continue to debate whether their confidence in getting reimbursed. The reality right now is they can lose a company to another state and not get reimbursed at all. So I think it's time to fix the tax policy and get real about the status of the economy.
Mike, we have talked with other business owners and officials who say there are thousands and thousands of jobs available, but they're high-tech jobs in manufacturing and computers and other industries, but workforce is under-trained for these jobs, and that the people that need the training either don't know about the jobs or can't afford the retraining. What's the answer?
Yeah, good point, Tony. When we go around the state and talk to our members, one of the biggest problems companies are seeing in the face of the, you know, very quick recovery is that they can't find workers. While we have an improving unemployment rate, the reality is we have thousands of jobs out there available, but without people don't have the appropriate training. And this isn't high tech. We're talking about welders and CNC operators. I mean, the reality is that someone could come out of high school with a couple years of training, start making $50,000 a year, but there's this sort of talent gap between the recovery and people needing jobs.
All right. So when we get past this issue of the PPT, what's next on the agenda for the MMA?
Well, frankly, you nailed it. Once we make ourselves competitive on a tax basis, we got to address this training issue. We got to coordinate better with the community colleges to make sure they're delivering the kinds of talent we need, and we got to do a better job of educating people in high school and maybe even younger to let them know that manufacturing provides some of the best jobs in the economy with the best benefits, and that is an appropriate and realistic path for people.
Mike Johnson is the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Michigan Manufacturing Association. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, Tony.